Drury is a state representative, and that's where confusion arose. Candidates have to file statements of economic interest, which are done to highlight any financial conflicts of interest. The hearing focused not on what was in the filing, but whether it was qualified since Drury submitted it as a member of the legislature rather than for the higher office of Attorney General. Drury's attorney argued that was a technicality since both positions are in state government. 5 of the 8 board members voted to keep Drury on the ballot. No word yet on whether the decision will be appealed to a court. Meanwhile, Drury had challenged another candidate for Attorney General, Renato Mariotti, that he lacked enough valid petition signatures. The board unanimously agreed to let him stay on the ballot. I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.